We can sometimes let our poor judgment get the best of us when we meet someone new. Let me take you back to high school and my very first time. Sorry, Dad. This may be the mistake that started it all. I was a teen in high school, just starting to find myself. I was a bit of a late bloomer, not traditionally cool or popular, but instead fading into the artsy middle space. But things were finally starting to turn. I had just gotten my first round of highlights and started wearing a padded bra. I got a job at Hollister at the mall, so skimpy clothes came in on discount. I had given up on boys at my own school, but I started meeting friends at neighboring high schools where I had a clean slate. For all they knew, I was the coolest girl in my class. My rival high school had the best lacrosse team in the state and the cutest guys. In Michigan, lacrosse was our Friday night lights. Spotlight on Liam. He had a scholarship to play the following year at a college on the East Coast. He was handsome, drove a fast car, and wore Jean-Paul Gaultier cologne that still stops me today when I smell it on a passerby. He had a hot, cool mom and tons of rowdy jock friends. He was a bad boy with a Colgate smile. I wanted him. I put the word out through friends that I was interested. I was going to find a way to be his number-wearing, sideline-cheering girlfriend. One evening, my friend's parents were out of town, and we threw a solo cup basement high school party. Liam and I had been texting a lot and had even hung out a few times in groups. He took me to a hockey game, he had season tickets, and even dinner at the mall. We went to J. Alexander's, which was our town's newest chain restaurant. Very CNBC. Party time came and he arrived with some friends and a bottle of some fruity liquor I liked. We talked about lacrosse, finals, prom. It was all happening. I couldn't believe that someone of this social magnitude was paying attention to me. How jealous would everyone be, I wondered. Who is this girl, they would think. We were canoodling all night, and my friend, the hostess, had told me she would lend me her bedroom for the evening. I had prepared myself for this to be the night.